Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah visited the site of the tragic building collapse in the Huramavu Agara area of Bengaluru on Thursday. The incident, which occurred on Tuesday, has claimed the lives of 8 people and left 6 others injured, according to official reports. During his visit, the Chief Minister announced an ex gratia payment of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. He also assured that the government would cover the medical expenses of those who are hospitalized, and the ex gratia amount for the injured would be determined after visiting them in the hospital. The government will bear the cost of treatment for the injured, and an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees will be provided to the families of the deceased. Further compensation for the injured will be decided after assessing their condition in the hospital, Siddaramaiah stated. The Chief Minister further emphasized the need to curb illegal construction activities in the city, directing the Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike, BBMP, to take strict action against unauthorized developments. This building was unauthorized, and it did not collapse due to the rain but because of substandard construction work. A notice has been issued, and suspensions have already been made. Notices will also be served to the zonal officials responsible, he said. Siddaramaiah also took the opportunity to respond to the opposition BJP, which had criticized the government over the condition of the city following the recent heavy rains. He remarked, "Such incidents occurred even when the BJP was in power. I visited similar spots as the leader of the opposition. We are not shirking our responsibilities, and this time, Yelahanka experienced unusually heavy rainfall. Fire department officials have begun the restoration work at the collapse site, employing heavy machinery to clear the debris." According to Additional Commissioner Satish Kumar, the deceased have been identified as Haman, 26, Tripal, 35, Mohar Sahil, 19, Satya Raju, 25, and Shankar. The injured have been identified as Jagdevi, 45, Rashid, 28, Nagraju, 25, Ramesh Kumar, 28, and Ayaj. In connection with the collapse, an FIR has been lodged at Hennur police station against 3 individuals, Muniraja Reddy, Mohan Reddy, and Elumalai. Bhuvan Reddy, the son of Muniraja Reddy, in whose name the building was being constructed, has also been arrested, along with the contractor Muniappa, who was responsible for building the 4-story structure. According to ANI, these arrests were confirmed by DCP East D. Devaraja. As per ANI reports, the investigation is ongoing to identify all parties responsible for the tragic incident, and, with inputs from ANI and